And good morning. Welcome to the show. I'm Byron Gonzalez, and this is Por La Mañana Con Sabor, and you're tuned into the Latin Alt. And you come in on a great day because we have an awesome guest in studio today. She's going to play some music for us and talk to us. This is Jen Awad. Hey, Jen.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, thanks for coming.
Yeah, man. It's great to be here.
Back to your little hometown, home
city. Oh, yeah, Northridge, dude. This is where I'm from.
You were born not that far away from here.
Nah, man. Corbin Roscoe. I probably shouldn't tell people my cross streets, though.
No.
No, it's cool. Well, I don't live there anymore.
There you go. So
they can go hang out with my parents, though. That's fine.
Ask
I'm sure
your
they
parent.
Would love the company.
They'll show all their baby pictures and all that.
Yeah, my mom might.
Yeah.
My mom might do it. She doesn't, like, chase you out.
Oh, funny.
Word.
La Escoba?
Yeah, man. Nah, she wasn't really, no.
No?
No, more with her eyes.
Oh, that's the worst. That's the way it hits deep in the soul.
It still hits deep in my soul even when she's not around. I still feel her judging me.
That's funny. Now, to talk a little bit more about yourself, since this is the Latin alternative, what's your heritage? What's your background?
So I'm half Peruvian, half Egyptian. Mm-hmm. My dad is from Egypt. My mom is from Peru.
And now, do you know Spanish? And then do you know Egyptian? Do you know any of the languages?
Yeah, no. So Arabic, not really. I know my assortment of words. Spanish, when I'm drunk, I am fluent. Otherwise, I like go in. I'm just like very shy about it. But yeah, you know, my parents were working most of the time when I was growing up, so I didn't really have them to teach me much, you know.
Yeah,
so
I feel
I just
had
to pick it up.
Yeah, from LA and too, and so easy.
But I would go back and forth to Lima like my whole life and visit my grandparents and stuff, stay for a month. So I did
pick
it up over there, you know, but then I put it right back down when I came back home, you know. So I don't know why I'm talking to this accent either.
It's all good. It's just all the vibes
accent.
That you get.
I don't know, man. It's strange. What?
Hey, maybe that's how you're feeling today.
Maybe that's how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And go with it. Who cares?
I am going with it.
Yeah.
I am.
Now let's talk a little bit about your musical past. Like, where did you start playing music and where did you pick it up?
Where?
Or why?
Why? Oh, man, why? Yeah, that's a good question. I haven't thought about that in so long. Why did I start picking up music?
Yeah, we cut deep.
I don't really know. I wanted to play music. I started playing piano when I was 9. And then I did that for about 4 years. And then I was like, I'm bored. I feel like I've hit a wall here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I.
Because you were just too good.
Then I wanted to play guitar. Because like when I was younger, like I was really big into like, I still am. But like I loved Hole, Nirvana and Soundgarden, Pearl Jam. Like I was really, really into grunge growing up. And so I just really wanted to play guitar. That felt like a good move. So I picked that up when I was 12.
That's awesome.
My dad got me a little red Squire Stratocaster, and that was
that.
Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah. So then I learned how to do that, and then from there I actually started writing songs, and then had a couple bands out of high school, and then kind of just progressed into just doing this by myself.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now I'm just a little curious. Did you listen to a lot of K-rock back in the
day? Oh yeah, I listened to a lot. Yeah. I listened to a lot of K-rock growing up.
Oh no, K-rock or K-Earth 101?
Oh, I don't really listen to K-Earth. No, but I feel like I listen to it more now.
Yeah, because your sound very vibes with that.
Yeah, I was pretty rock growing up.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty hardcore.
And so for your first bands were a lot of rock and
it was pretty
hardcore.
Heavy. I used to go to metal shows back when I was like right out of high school. Used to go to like, oh man, like Bodom and like Trivium.
Oh, that's hardcore.
Goat Whore. Yeah, I don't know. Like I used to see a lot of random metal bands. And then, I don't know. Somehow I kind of found my way into soul around mid-20s.
Uh-huh.
And then just started really channeling my Etta James and stuff like that.
That's awesome. Yeah. And it comes out really, really well in your voice. It's like soul.
Yeah, I think if you deny yourself of something long enough, then that's all you really want to sing or do, you know? Yeah.
That's really cool. And then some fantastic music that you've been able to create.
Yeah, it was either that or screamo. I don't like screaming. Not like that. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, your voice would be shot.
Yeah, I don't really do it. Apparently, there's a technique to
really?
It. Yeah, but I don't know.
And so you have a few songs here for us.
Yeah, I do.
What is the first one up that you
Oh, let's start with an oldie but a goodie.
Okay.
Love is Dead.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. I like that one.
Self-explanatory.
The music video for that was interesting. You got all these people coming in and out.
Oh, my ghost. Yeah. Yeah, ghost. I don't know. I can't say the words probably. But anyway, yeah, no, definitely.
Gotcha.
Yes. Haunted by my
ghost pests. Yeah. All right. Cool. Take it away, Jen.
All right. I'm excited to hear it. I'm stoked.
That is Love is Dead by Jenna Wan.
Yeah.
Here on the Latin Hall. Thank you for playing that.
Yeah, thank you.
So you're playing July 11th at the MacArthur Park.
Yeah, at the Levitt.
Yeah, so what can people expect that have never heard you or never seen you perform live expect that day?
I mean, they can expect a 10-piece band.
Nice.
They can expect a really high energy performance. They could expect maybe a custom Carmen Miranda inspired outfit, and then I'm still debating on what cover I'm doing.
Oh,
so
nice.
They can expect a good time. I don't know. I mean, I know that lawn chairs are, you know, encouraged, but yeah. I don't know about that.
Maybe they can bring a lawn chair.
They can
for the
bring
first...
one, but they should fold it up during my set.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's probably a good move.
Especially now that the Levitt Place has a brand new dance floor.
I might want a conga line. I don't know.
Ooh.
I don't know yet. I'm really debating on if I'm gonna cover Gloria Estefan's conga.
Oh.
It seems very ambitious for this early on in my career.
Who knows though?
Who knows?
Who knows? You're you seem like
maybe
an ambitious person.
My whole set
person.
Will just be that. It'll just be a 40-minute. Conga cover by Gloria Estefan.
Oh my God, my Hemi sound machine.
I think, I don't know if I'd be forgiven for that, but.
No, you would be praised, I think.
Oh, okay, cool. I know. It's a weird perspective. I think you're right.
I would definitely love it.
I'm just going to do it like eight times.
Eight times? Just like, here it is again. This next one's a cover, guys.
I think people would be stoked.
I would.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Well, better hole.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to see any of your shows that live, sucks. But I saw on YouTube and they're fantastic. It's like so fun. Much energy. You try to invite people on stage sometimes, right?
Yeah, I like to throw them on there at the end. My band doesn't like it because I haven't really properly planned it because I do this thing. I'm like, cool, let's introduce my band during Hungover, but then I also have like 40 people on stage. So then it becomes, let me introduce my band, but also let's play a game called Let's Find My Band.
That's
so
funny.
I have to sift through all these people and then like kind of like so-and-so on guitar, everybody. Like, you know, so yeah.
That's pretty hilarious. Fun. So yeah. This is actually a special treat that you're playing for us here on a piano.
Yeah, I don't do this that often. Yeah, not on stage, not yet, not until like I'm at a position where I just have an upright on stage.
You don't mess with the electric
the feels
keyboard.
The keyboard just don't really work for me.
It's too flimsy, right?
Suffice. Yeah, it's cool, but I get it. You know, so also you know my key player is probably a lot better, which I'm not putting myself down, but. It's a lot of work to, you know, play and sing sometimes. Sometimes I just want to perform.
Nice. Yeah, because you put on a great performance. You're always up there dancing.
Yeah, I gotta get everyone revved up. I get people stoked.
Yeah.
You know, but if I'm just, you know, on keys, I just can't really move around too much.
And I'm sure you've been very stoked about your latest EP.
Oh, yeah. Jewel of the Nile is great. Yeah. I'm actually really happy with that. Yeah.
It's a good banger. Really.
It's good. Yeah. It's it just got put together. I think it was really inspired after we did the residency at the Echo and everything. Uh-huh. Cause I wrote this song called Wise One because of the crowd. Like I wanted a song where like people could sing. And then I started working with like Liz from Holy Child on Antarctica. And then, you know, and then a few songs that have been in the works for a while, like Bad People and On the Low. But that EP really just got put together real quickly. Like
really?
A lot of the songs were written like maybe in the last, you know, 4 months.
Or no way.
Like that. Yeah.
That's amazing because it sounds very, you know, it, like I wouldn't even have thought that. I thought it might have taken like a year.
That was a 2-day recording.
It's pristine.
Yeah. We tracked it all live. It was great.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Have you gotten a lot more recognition because of the album or like more people coming out to you like, hey, first time I listened to you, like, oh my God, this is awesome.
I think we're getting a different response. We. I always do that all the time. Like, we. I'm like, who's we? Me. I've been getting a different response. I think the best compliment is that people have just been playing it over and over again. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, I have it on the loop. Like, so that to me tells me that I did something right.
That's cool. Yeah. Cause I can say for myself that it hits a lot of nostalgia in me.
Yeah.
Because I used to listen to K Earth 101 a lot as
That's
a kid.
That's cool. What's your favorite song?
Oh, there's so many. I love Aretha and I love her.
No, I meant off the EP.
Off the EP? Oh, I was like, that's so broad.
Yeah. I was like, look, tell me. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, your first one, Wise One, just Wise because one. It speaks to what your sound is, you know?
Yeah.
I love the past.
Yeah.
And you're singing like you're in the past.
I love the past.
Yeah. And then Antarctica was also really good.
Yeah, that one's pretty great. Yeah, I'm stoked about that.
And Bad People, the music video is interesting.
Oh, yeah, it is interesting. Yeah, Liz directed that from Holy Child. We work together a lot on
That's
things.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And your music videos are really...
They're funny.
...creative and nice for themselves. I mean, like, do you come up with the ideas?
I kind of like... Okay. So Liz directed the last 3 videos. So basically what happens is I get an idea of something I want, and I'm like, Liz, take it. And I just like pass her the ball, and she just like runs with it. And she's like, all right, cool.
That's
and she'll
cool.
like kind of devise some sort of funny treatment around some sort of. I love John Waters, so like that's my favorite, like, you know, type of vibe. So I love Crybaby, I love all that stuff. So I always try to kind of have that influence, that kind of, you know.
That's awesome. Yeah. And you can, it shows in the videos.
Yeah, it does.
It's also it got that old timey feeling as well.
Yeah, totally.
Like if Aretha Franklin was able to make music videos, it'd probably be something like that.
Exactly. I'm just trying to make that whatever Etta James would make as a music video. That's what I'm trying to do.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You embody that.
I don't know how, like, could you imagine her though being like on a set during a music video? She would just probably be like, not wanting to do all that.
Like, she's like, have it ready. I'm going to show up and that's it.
I'm going home. Yeah.
That's awesome. And then you have another song for us?
I do.
What is this one?
This one's called Wise One.
Oh, my favorite one.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Take it away, Jen.
All right. Well, I'm going to gonna try. Some people dream about the future, and some people live in the past. Oh, I love the past. Oh, I love the past. And some lose sleep over future possibilities, and some on missed opportunities. Oh, I love. Thank you.
That was great. I was singing along right there.
You almost clapped.
I did.
I know. You stopped. That's cool though. I actually would have liked everyone to have clapped.
Sometimes I can stay on beat, so I didn't want to miss.
Nah, it's cool, man. I can barely stay on beat. I'm good with that.
So we would have been off beat together.
That's fine. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Solidarity.
And you got the best song out there. Like, you wanted it to be a sing-along song.
I wanted it to be, yeah. I wanted, you know, because sometimes, like, there's so many new people that come to the shows and they don't know the words. I'm like, let's just give them something easy.
Yeah. Yeah. A good chorus. You got, ooh.
Yeah, just that, like, do-do-do-do-do-do. That's it, yeah.
That's awesome. Now, you just released your EP. What else? Is there more stuff ahead of you this year that you got planned and that you want to do? And
I just got some shows lined up, so I'm just performing right now, and then doing that, and then I'm writing always, and yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I got the Levitt July 11th, so, you know.
And then is there, if people want to follow you on Instagram?
Oh, yeah. They could just follow me at Jenawad, Jenawad.
Oh, you got lucky. You just didn't have
yeah,
to
I got that handle. Luckily, I had like 3 Instagrams before that, so I had it. So I was like, let's make the crossover. Let's do a little switch up. Hopefully within that 5-second like thing, you know, no one tries to snag it.
And you got it.
I got it.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then you have...
I'm willing to sell it, though. I'm willing to sell my own Insta handle if anyone's interested in buying it.
If anybody else is named Jenna Watt out
if
there.
Or just, they just want it. I'm just kidding. I'm
you not. Should start doing that as a side hustle. Just
selling my name?
Or coming up with a bunch of Instagram handles. And
oh, yeah, I know. Is that a thing? I feel like that's a thing.
They have a thing for domain names.
Yeah.
Which is kind of similar.
Yeah, I'm going to start doing that. Good idea. Start with your name.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's gone.
I got to, how much you want for it?
Like 20, 22 bucks.
All right.
That's it. Venmo?
Yeah, I'll invoice you.
Cool.
Or you can invoice me.
I'm still, well, all right.
That's you're professional. Like, that's work.
That's the professional thing to do.
I think we're adults now, so.
I am, but it's really hard because I don't really feel like a whole grown up
yet. Yeah, me neither.
Not fully. I don't know what part. I can drive and stuff, but I'm still, I don't know.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And then you're also a fashion designer.
Yeah, I do a little bit of that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Is your if people want a dress from you or something?
Oh, I do. I'll do some customs for you. Yeah, you can. That's on my other Instagram, which is at Jenna Watt LA.
Nice.
Yeah.
Adding that extra letters on there.
I should just merge it all. Just become one.
Jenna Watt LA.
But I feel very music. Split. I feel very torn, you know?
You're like multiple people.
Yeah, that's why I say we a lot when I'm talking about myself. It's very strange. I need to work on that. Yeah.
So do you have more songs in store like that you're currently working on?
Yeah, yeah. I think after, especially after we recorded On the Low, man, I think that kind of changed the whole thing. Not that I'm supposed to say that, but it was just such a grown-up song, and it was just so beautifully done. And yeah, I think it really kind of inspired me to just go even more like, I don't know.
Yeah, out
hardcore
there.
Oldies, just classic. I want to make beautiful things and stuff like that, you know, that people like. I love upbeat songs and fun stuff, but like I really just want to make some serious grown-up stuff.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I'm very articulate at this time.
That's
of day,
great.
By the way. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You're like
stuff.
Your
grown-up
brain.
Stuff. Yeah.
And so is there maybe a potential album in the future?
Oh yeah, totally. Totally.
That's awesome.
I'm actually kind of dabbling with the idea of maybe, you know, I've had such a big band for like what, 2 years, and I love them, and that's great. But I mean, it would really be nice to just kind of record piano and vocals only.
So now you're going solo.
It would just kind of go back to, yeah. I don't know. I've been playing a lot because there have been some, you know, while I was recording and while there was a lot of time before, you know, the EP release show, I just get so stir crazy. So I just start playing piano anywhere I'd go. Anywhere
oh, wow.
there was a piano, I was playing it. And so I kind of just went on like a little like impromptu like shows everywhere. Then people
That's
just
cool.
kind of started asking me like, can you just play? And so I'm like, yeah. So I don't know. Maybe I'll just record on that and call it a day.
That's awesome. You
yeah.
can call it like random sessions out in the world.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just like record each song on a different piano.
Yeah.
You know,
that'd
at
be
a
cool.
different bar or like hotel or wherever I'm at.
That's actually a really
That's
good
actually
idea.
A really, honestly, like I'm pretty stoked about
there
that
There you
idea.
Go. Take it.
That was a real moment.
Take it and run.
I'm going to walk very, very swiftly.
Or otherwise you get too sweaty because it's so hot.
Yeah, man, I sweat for nothing as it is. I think that's just like the Arab gene, you know, but yeah, that's cool.
That's so funny.
TMI.
Not enough.
That's cool.
That's
I feel
cool.
good about it.
So what's the next song you got in store for?
On the Low.
On the Low.
I know, I really set myself up for that one unintentionally.
It was foreshadowing. All right, Jen, take it away.
I will. Could you ever blame me for leading you astray? See, you push me out and you kept me at arm's length. From the ashes you ascend, only to realize she was colder than me. Oh, I was warm to you, I was warm, so I'ma take this real slow. I'm keeping my love on the low. I'm keeping my love on the low. I'm keeping my love on maybe I'm a fool, still believing in you. And I know you're as cruel as they say. You can't stop what I feel, 'cause losing you is real. And I know it ain't what you wanna hear. And I know I'm not what you've been looking for. I'm exactly what you need. I'm keeping my love on the low. I'm keeping my love on the low. I'm keeping my love on the low.
Magnificent. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was such an, a great song.
Thank you, man.
Got really loud in there.
I got loud.
Well, like it's a, in a good way.
Got loud.
In a good way.
Thank you very much. That, really... I try to work on, you know, whatever. My levels. Try to get quiet. Try to get loud. But at one point, I was just always singing loud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to find your...
your tone and then your levels. All those,
you know.
All of them.
A little variety. Nobody.
Well, thank you again for coming here today.
Yeah, dude. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was such so great to hear you play on the piano.
Me too.
Which is like a rare thing from what you were saying.
Yeah, apparently. I've never done it like this, you know. So this is great. Thank
That's
you.
That's awesome. And then you, we for those of you listening, you can catch her July 11th at MacArthur Park for the Levitt Pavilion.
Yeah.
And then you can catch her on her Instagram at Jenna Wadd.
Yep.
And what is there anything you would like to tell our audience?
Maybe keep a lookout for my next music video for On the Low.
Okay.
I'm actually just, so.
And you got an enormous amount of music videos out there. So also check those out.
Yeah, people. Look, they're all on the YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that.
Easily. Jenna Wadd, that's it.
Thanks, man.
Well, thank you for being here. And hopefully we can have you here again one time when you have your new album.
Yeah, maybe I'll bring the whole band. That'll be a fun setup.
Yeah, it would be. A lot of work. I think Matt's ready for that.
Yeah, I think he's stoked. Yeah, definitely.
All right. Thank you for tuning in to The Latin Alternative. I'm Byron Gonzalez. There's still more music up ahead, so please stay with us and stay tuned.